Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That is the name of the program. What is Free Talk Live? Well, we're a live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything that's on your mind. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
So, digital driver's license, man. Like, I just don't. It seems I knew that they were going to wrap up the Chinese, you know, social credit score app some way, somehow. And it looks like this is how they're going to disguise it as your driver's license, because driving is a privilege, not a right, according to your favorite government. So, we've got more to talk about, but first, let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
I was just reading something on the USA Today website. A New York City hostess was beaten by three customers, or would-be customers, going into a restaurant. The hostess had to check their vaccine passports, and the three suspects got mad and just started pounding on her and wailing on her, because these three suspects, they're big and tough, and they can handle this. They're going to fight back against the hostess. And then it says the three suspects were taken into New York Police Department custody. Oh, wait a second. They're big and tough when they're taking on the hostess. But what about when it comes to taking on the cops? Oh no! Now they're too pusillanimous to fight back against the cops.
Oh, you're gonna have to tell our listeners what. Oh, we've got to echo what pusillanimous means.
Pusillanimous is a fancy vocabulary word that people who like to show off their vocabulary use when they mean chicken. They're too cowardly to do that. You know, it's kind of like people who go out and riot. You know, what do we want? Justice. When do we want it? Now. And they destroy the property of innocent people beat up innocent people instead of going out and killing cops.
I'm concerned about this event because, of course, this is being painted, or at least folks who choose not to be vaccinated are going to be painted stereotypically according to what the news carries. And you said USA Today. I'm looking at one from NBCNewYork.com. Carmine's hostess, that's apparently the restaurant, attacks after asking tourists for vaccination proof to dine inside. Let's see. A hostess was just asking to see proof of COVID. Exclusive cell phone video obtained by NBC New York shows the Thursday evening attack outside of the restaurant around 5 p.m. Tempers flared, and the hostess stand is nearly tipped over in the mayhem. A waiter at one point helping carry someone away from the scene. The 22-year-old hostess asked the group of Texans to show proof of getting COVID vaccine in order to dine in the restaurant, part of NYC's executive order that went into effect this week. Law enforcement sources say that the hostess was then repeatedly punched in the face and sent to the hospital.
That's ridiculous.
Well, also remember, don't get mad at the bouncer who chases you away if you're underage. It's the cops that are intimidating the bouncer into not serving alcoholic drinks to people younger than 21. It's the cops that are intimidating the hostess into not admitting people without the vaccine pass.
I mean, agreed. Like,
the fault of cops.
But, you know, I don't know. I think you have to extend that to politicians. I mean, the politicians were the ones who wrote the laws. The cops don't have an excuse
but
for obeying
them. This is the problem that I have with this type of a thing. First of all, it's a mandate, not a law. Right. Second of all, the government is putting businesses in the awkward position of law enforcement.
Yeah.
Right. Mandate enforcement, if you will, since it's not technically a law, it's a mandate. So now all of a sudden your business not only has to conduct business, right? You have to, in this case, a restaurant. You have to make the food. You have to prep the food. You have to cook the food. You have to serve the food. You have to, you know, escort people in and out of your establishment. You have to do all the things that this type of business requires just to make some money, is now also responsible for enforcing a government mandate. And it's ridiculous.
Honestly, I feel worse for the businesses that are being bullied into doing the sorts of things more so than I am, you know, on about basically anything else. It's like, you know, I get that the customer's upset, but like the business has to deal with this now, you know?
Well, you know, the COVID situation is very much like the war for non-smokers' rights, when you say, well, you know, it ought to be up to each individual business. And, yeah, what happens when the business doesn't allow smoking? There was, on 14 February of 1997, a cab driver in Manchester said you can't smoke in the taxi, and he was being attacked by the smoker that also refused to extinguish the cigarette. So the cab driver drew a Glock 9mm, he extinguished the smoker, and he went to prison for murder as if he had done something wrong.
Well, I mean, that's, there's a difference between, so there's like levels of like force that may be or may not be reasonable depending on the circumstances. I'm not necessarily sure that killing somebody is warranted just because they won't put out a cigarette. However,
in neither case is it warranted, but there's a huge difference between smoking a cigarette and not getting a COVID vaccine. And I can say for certainty that during this entire thing, whatever you want to call it, the COVID clown show, they have still yet to address natural immunity, people who have gotten COVID and gotten over it. They instead say that, oh, well, you still have to get the vaccine. The FIM, right? I had COVID, I got over it, and every study that I read says, oh, natural immunity actually may be far superior to anything the vaccine can do for you. And I'm sorry, but I'm taking my chances with Mother Nature. Thanks for the call tonight, Tom. I appreciate it. It is ridiculous. And, of course, the media's got everybody hyped up into a frenzy. They've got the division, I mean, just cutting through all sorts of things. People are losing friends.
Everybody feels so self-righteous, like, I should be allowed into this restaurant. I should be allowed to be around only vaccinated people. I should be allowed. Yeah, you don't get things like that just for living in the world.
It is a form of segregation, as we said earlier on the show. It is bullying. It's terrorism is really what it is. You know, we're talking about people are being shamed. You don't have the vaccine. You're a horrible person. You should burn in hell and die for all eternity in the hellfire and all that crap. So, yeah, I mean, don't resort to violence, people. If you go to a place and they're like, hey, you can't come in unless you show a thing, then go to another place. Vote with your wallet.
I agree. I think there is a problem here, but the solution is, I mean, because the solution clearly isn't go to another place, because in most of the time that there isn't another place if you're in New York. But the solution to that is to go to another state.
I'd be willing to bet there are places in New York that just straight up ignore this thing.
Is it not state mandated, or?
It's a mandate, but I'm still saying, like, it's up to these restaurants to do the enforcement.
Yeah, I mean, if they don't, though, they get penalized, they get fined, or they get caught. Which is, you know, right?
I'm just saying that
tells all over the place, man.
Of course there are, but I'm just saying that, like, I'd be willing to bet that there are places in New York that are just, like, at least far more lenient than others, at a minimum. So thanks, Tom, for bringing that up, and thanks for the call tonight.
It's really disturbing. I mean, I think it's disturbing that people are listening to this mandate and keeping people who haven't gotten an experimental shot in their arm out of their restaurants. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that the government thinks they have that kind of power to tell businesses what to do. But it's also ridiculous that if you go to a business who is choosing to enforce these crappy rules, instead of being like, okay, I'm going somewhere else, you attack the person who's standing there trying to work.
Well, and let's not forget that the state is not beyond agents provocateur. What is agents provocateur? Well,
oh,
that's
yeah.
when the state employs somebody to go cause a scene somewhere or otherwise disturb, like a protest, for example. This says the Hospitality Alliance is calling on the city and state to increase penalties for assaulting restaurant workers
yeah.
who are trying to enforce.
Look what they did on 9/11.
More Free Talk Live is coming up. 603-283-6160.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number in the studio, if you'd like to join us and comment on anything we've covered tonight or anything else that you'd like to talk about, you're free to call 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of it here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be completely taken down really at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so we're now streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. If you want to go all in, download the desktop app at lbry.com. And then every video archive you watch, you'll help seed and keep it online forever. Again, visit video.freetalklive.com and follow us on Odyssey today, video.freetalklive.com. All right, so Tom, who called in the previous segment, said that a hostess at a restaurant in New York City was attacked as she was asking some folks for their COVID papers. The papers, please. And so I opined, of course, that I don't like that the government have put businesses in charge of enforcement of a mandate, which isn't even a law, by the way. Now, I just want to make a correction here because Tom used words like these big bad men, these dudes, these guys. Well, it wasn't. This from ABCNews.com. The incident took place at Carmine's Italian restaurant in the Upper West Side neighborhood of Manhattan. According to the New York Police Department, three women from Texas, a 44-year-old and her 21-year-old daughter, as well as another 49-year-old, tried to enter the restaurant when they were asked for proof of vaccination, according to the police department. So, looks like it was a chick fight. I don't know that that's important. I just wanted to make the clarification that the information Tom was giving us was incorrect.
It seems retarded to be from Texas and to just go to New York City right now. How about just stay in Texas? When I was down there just now, I didn't have to wear a mask the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to say I haven't left New Hampshire in like 2 years. And I used to go out of state like, well, I don't want to say I've never left New Hampshire, but I haven't gone very far, let's put it that way. And 2 years, and it's crazy. I don't know why anybody would want to leave this place.
Especially to go to New York City right now.
Yeah.
And this article has the type of verbiage that's going to make otherwise uninformed people form a stereotype. Assaulting a restaurant worker for doing their job is abhorrent and must be punished. Well, when your government makes this hostess at a restaurant the enforcer for your, I'm going to say, illegal mandate.
Unjust, if nothing else.
Then, you know, I'm not surprised something like this has happened. And I don't think this will be the last time we'll report on something like this happening, that it will show up on our radar here at Free Talk Live. It's going to get worse before it gets better, people, unless everybody starts saying no. N-O. No.
Yeah, this is more about, you know, complying, blindly complying, than it is about anything else. It could be something else, you know, that they order you to do that's just dumb, or maybe it's smart, but the fact is they shouldn't be ordering you to do it.
The end of this article says COVID-19 has killed one in every 500 Americans. I wonder where they get the stat from. That seems awfully high.
Yeah, that sounds much higher than I thought it was.
Awfully high. All right. Let's move on. We talked about Jim Brewer. We talked about the digital.
That's still pretty small, though, actually, statistically.
Yeah, what's the Dunbar number? Like 25 people or something?
Yeah.
Like your immediate social circle can only be whatever the Dunbar number, and maybe it's 100 people or something. It's a small number. I think it's I think it's less than 50. But
I feel like 50 people is a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that's quite a bit.
But, you know, the Dunbar number just says that it's impossible for you to keep a larger social circle than that. Now, some people, you know, that's the average, right? Some people can have a larger and some don't and that type of a thing. But one in 500, it would be... I mean, I've probably met 500 people in my life for sure, but do I know 500 people? I don't know.
I think a lot of that depends on, like, what do you define as no, you know? It's like, if you're talking about, you know, going to events and things like that and meeting people, I don't know, you can probably do a lot more. You can probably do 500 people. I mean, just because you don't know them well doesn't mean you don't know them. I mean, you might know their name or...
I wonder what else, like, one in 500 people die from in a year. And is that total? Is there a figure like for just this year, 2021, or since like COVID was a thing?
I mean,
which would be like almost 2 years now.
I mean, I know COVID, at least in the early days, was a little bit worse than the flu as far as the death rate was concerned. You know, but
last I saw, still greater than 99% chance of recovery.
Yeah, last I saw in my age group, it was like 99.996% chance of me surviving, which I did.
And I survived as well as a 49-year-old man, so, you know. And I'm not the healthiest guy on planet Earth. So, Bonnie, you actually brought this next bit in from the New York Post.
We're talking about sexy men.
Well, are we, though? Because the headline here says, The Guardian proclaims Anthony Fauci as, quote, sexiest man alive, unquote.
It's ridiculous. Even if I didn't know anything about him... And he was just like some Peace Award winner. And I would just think this was ridiculous because he's so, I mean, he's not so ugly. He's just like not cute. I'm not above thinking old men are hot. He is not a hot old man.
I don't find tyrants attractive really at all, ever.
It makes it even worse the more you learn about him. Oh, he basically created the AIDS pandemic. Not sexy.
Dude, this guy is not at all sexy. He's this old dude. I mean,
his wife is terrifying.
And I'd just like to remind our listeners that Chris here is attracted to men, so he's speaking from his preference.
Look, I'm not the youngest guy in the room here. I'm getting close to 40.
Yeah, you
actually,
are the
youngest guy in the room.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're not the youngest person.
You're right. So I'm not the youngest person in the room, and I'm telling you, this guy is not attractive.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, I'm sorry, did you want to read this? Or
I don't have it up.
I'll just go.
Go ahead.
Dr. Anthony Fauci was dubbed the sexiest man alive by the Guardian newspaper, prompting some on social media to question whether the British Daily had shifted to satire. Like me, I question that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a British newspaper?
The Guardian, yeah. Yeah. Fauci, who's 80, was given the unofficial title by the paper in an Instagram post Monday, highlighting a new film about the Brooklyn-born physician who has become an unlikely cult hero? I'm sorry, there's nothing heroic about Anthony Fauci and his lies. I can't believe folks think of him as a cult hero in any sort of way.
Cults, sure, but hero?
More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An advisory panel to the Food and Drug Administration has voted against giving approval to COVID-19 booster shots for most Americans 16 and older. In a near unanimous vote, the panel dealt a blow to the Biden administration's plans to roll out a third dose of the Pfizer vaccine to the general public later this month. Several members of the panel argued that Pfizer's data on the booster was incomplete. In a separate vote, the panel did unanimously approve recommending an extra vaccine dose for those 65 and older and those at most risk of severe COVID. And France has recalled its ambassador to the United States for consultation in response to this week's announcement that the U.S., U.K., and Australia had formed a national security partnership. The French government says that Australia pulled out of an existing defense deal with them to join the U.S. and the U.K. In a statement, National Securities Council spokesperson Emily Horn said that they have been in contact with the French government, looking for ways to resolve their differences. This is USA Radio News. The Pentagon has admitted that an August 29th drone strike in Afghanistan that killed 10 people was a mistake. John Clemens reports.
The targeted white Toyota that was first considered a threat to the airport in Kabul turned out to be a vehicle operated by an Afghan aid worker employed by the charity group Nutrition and Education International of Pasadena, California. Marine Corps General Kenneth McKenzie Jr., commander of U.S. Central Command, spoke to the media at the Pentagon.
Having thoroughly reviewed the findings of the investigation and the supporting analysis by interagency partners, I am now convinced that as many as 10 civilians, including up to 7 children, were tragically killed in that strike. Moreover, we now assess that it is unlikely that the vehicle and those who died were associated with ISIS-K or were a direct threat to U.S. forces.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Unbelievable. This seems to me that everybody at The Guardian has a large case of Stockholm Syndrome, because I don't know how you could have find your oppressors attractive in any way, shape, or form. Dr. Anthony Fauci, as we've said, dubbed the sexiest man alive by The Guardian newspaper. Fauci, 80 years old, was given the unofficial title by the paper in an Instagram post on Monday. The U.S. disease expert has been spoofed by Brad Pitt and lauded as the sexiest man alive, the post read. Now the pop culture phenomenon is the focus of a documentary appropriately titled Fauci.
Wow, pop culture phenomenon.
No, I'm sorry, no.
Yes, Icon, you totally created the AIDS pandemic. It's so cool.
The documentary, co-directed by Emmy winners John Hoffman and Janet Tobias, was released Friday. It's billed as an intimate look into the life of Fauci, whose career spanned 7 presidents and was bookended by 2 pandemics, including HIV and COVID-19.
There's only been one hot politician. Do you know who he is? Chris, who is he?
Ian Freeman?
Oh, no, he's not a politician.
He's run for office.
He has
okay,
run for
well,
office.
Then Ian Freeman and...
So Ian
John
Freeman is your boyfriend.
You're going on the Kennedy
road. Just to clarify this for listeners.
Yes, and John F. Kennedy.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There's been some, some female candidates that have been average to above average in attractiveness until they open their frickin' mouth.
Yeah, I mean, AOC has horse teeth.
Well, and I didn't even mean that. I just mean, like,
I know.
the crap that comes out of their mouth, the statist crap. Like, you know, yeah. And I keep telling people this, but it's Alexandria Ocasio Cortez. You have to pronounce it right. It's not Ocasio. It's Ocasio. Alexandria Ocasio.
Ocasio. That's how you can remember.
You've got a frickin' horse face. Wait, sorry, just had to finish that up. Anyway, in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
If you want to call and comment or talk about something, the telephone number is 603-283-6160. This article continues. At the core of Tony's popularity.
Tony.
Tony, they call him Tony.
Tony.
At the core of Tony's popularity. Now, I'm not going to finish reading this. I'm going to tell you what I think is at the core of Tony's popularity. The government putting him on television.
Brainwashing. Propaganda.
That is at the core of Tony's popularity. Let's see what this sentence says. This is a quote, too, by I don't know who. At the core of Tony's popularity is that people intuit that this is a man who is speaking the truth and who will not let anything stand in the way, Hoffman told The Guardian. Tony is the signal amid the noise. People are able to sense that there's a lot of noise, and their ears are trying to find the signal, and Tony is the signal.
Maybe because he's been pushed by everybody, like, to be the only person who's allowed to be right about COVID, when he changes his mind all the time, and he has been caught, you know, withholding information, like, when his emails were leaked that showed that he was telling people not to talk about the possibility that the virus may have originated in the lab in Wuhan.
Yeah, and on top, I mean, he has lied about so many things and flip flop, which is another word for lie, by the way. If he said one thing and then later on he goes against what he said earlier, that's also known as a lie. So he's done all of that. This guy is making Mr. Fauci, use the term Mr. very loosely, out to be a beacon of goodness and truth? No, I'm sorry. That is not true. You know what a beacon of goodness and truth is? This radio show that you're listening to, Free Talk Live. That is a beacon in a sea of crap.
If I had to choose a hot man around his age bracket, I'd say Sam Elliott.
Yeah, I mean, a lot. He's always been popular with the ladies, it's true. Anthony Fauci, an 80-year-old, this is, I believe, from their actual post, their Instagram post. The sexiest man alive, Anthony Fauci, an 80-year-old scientist, doctor, and public servant. Oh, yeah? I'm part of the public. I'd like to see him fired. Oh, I can't do that. He's not a public servant.
I don't think he served anybody in 2020, 2021.
He's become an unlikely cult hero for millions. Well, he's certainly leading a cult anyway, or a big part of a cult.
That's funny. I feel like that's the secret underground reason that they're actually calling it that. Like, I would never consider it a cult following. Like, it's more like mainstream. Ariana Grande was singing about him. Mainstream media praises him. It's not a cult following. That's not how you define that. They're just using that word because they're laughing in people's faces like you're in a cult.
I mean, it's an interesting choice of words. Like, I don't necessarily... Usually, I don't think when somebody's calling something a cult, it's usually, like, in a negative context. Like,
yeah.
It's putting it down. It sounds like satire to me. It really does.
Well, Instagram users weren't wowed by the newspaper's take on Fauci, with one person writing, "Satire, I assume?" Another wondered whether they had stumbled onto The Onion, a satirical news outlet, by mistake. "Where is Ashton?" one person wrote, referencing the former host of MTV's Practical Joke Show. "I'm being punked, right?"
Ashton Kutcher. Also hot older guys, not old.
Others flatly asked if the post was a joke, while one woman said, "Turning doctors into messiahs was not helpful. He's just a bloke who is quite knowledgeable about disease," her reply read. "When we make one of them the oracle, though, that's when the trouble starts. Science works on proven fact, not the cult of personality. We are not all looking for a definitive answer in some guy with a tie. Can't we just accept that it is a moving thing right now and not tie ourselves to one person as the expert?" I like this lady.
I mean, the problem... Okay, so here's the problem as I see it. He's a liar. The guy is a... there's no other word to describe this guy. He's a liar. From the very beginning, he lied to us, and he just constantly kept lying.
Just
he never
two weeks.
Stopped.
Just 2 weeks, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, from the 2 weeks thing to saying masks don't help when he knew they might, even though we didn't know whether they did or didn't. But the reason for that was pretty apparent at the time, and it was because they didn't have enough masks for hospital workers. And it's like, and then of course they tell you, oh, the masks do work, and now they're mandated, but not the masks that you're actually being mandated to wear because they're cloth masks. And then it just keeps going again and again and again. And it's like there was no point. I don't think there was a single thing that he said that out of his mouth that wasn't a lie. Whatever he said, just believe the opposite.
Furthermore, more than 28,000 people signed a change.org petition that was launched during the early months of the pandemic, calling for People magazine to name Fauci its sexiest man alive in 2020. 28,000 people.
That's ridiculous.
His comforting and intelligent demeanor has helped lessen our national anxiety. No, it hasn't. Oh, my God.
And no, seriously, all he did was spike fear in people.
That's on the petition. His comforting and intelligent demeanor has helped to lessen our national anxiety.
No.
He speaks truth to power, a strength few have at this time. Obviously never listened to Free Talk Live.
People are terrified of getting a flu that they have a 99.96% chance of overcoming if they're in my age bracket.
Okay.
His kind face and manner of speaking bring calm during the storm. Oh, my gosh. These people are delusional. Delusional. Rabidly delusional. Did I mention delusional?
Just He's the only reason that we had to go through all of this, at least in America.
I mean, I call him Anthony Fauci because, well, he tells falsehoods.
And his CDC was caught. Well, they admitted, so they weren't even really caught, that they have been spouting the whole, it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. It's a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
No, yeah, it isn't.
What actually, the numbers that they were referencing, they were saying, like, oh, some 80-something percent of deaths in hospitals right now are from the unvaccinated. They were using the data from January all the way to June of this year.
You know what it's a pandemic of?
Wait, the vaccines hadn't even come out in January, so it was fake. It was a lie.
Yeah, it's a pandemic of the gullible.
Yep.
Is what it is. And the easily scared. The people who have no research skills and lack basic logic. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is next.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the final segment of tonight's episode of Free Talk Live. We're a live radio call and talk program, and we'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And before we go any further tonight, I need to say thank you to Dave Burns. Dave Burns is a gold-level amplifier. That means he gives $10 a month to the AMP program. What is the AMP program? Well, it stands for Advertise, Markets, and Promote. And this money goes to get this particular radio program that you're listening to onto more radio stations. We're currently on somewhere around 180. We could be on 200, 250, 300, not out of the question. It's all up to you. Consider becoming an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. There are some perks that you get, and if you know, there's different levels that you can contribute. We only ask for five. Dave Burns, he contributes 10. He finds value. If you've enjoyed the hosts, if you've enjoyed the co-hosts, the callers, the program that we've created, and you've gotten value out of it, and you want to see the ideas of freedom and peace and liberty forwarded, please consider becoming an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. Once again, thank you, Dave Burns. You are appreciated. All right, let's go to Josie calling from Virginia. Josie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello to you all. I am talking about The Real Anthony Fauci, a new book out by Robert Kennedy Jr., who has done great stuff for the people on the kind of health freedom that we want. The magazine is called Health Freedom News.
Mm-hmm.
It's the summer edition, and it's from the National Health Federation. I recommend everybody contribute something to that small little group over there in California, the NHF.com, NHF for National Health Federation. But in the meantime, I'm calling because you all were talking about the so-called Faustus Fauci, which is what I call him.
I call him Fauci, but go ahead.
he's false, no matter what.
Yes, indeed.
He has this author of the of Robert Kennedy, this the real Anthony Fauci, was conducting training exercises towards the overthrow of the United States without the knowledge of the American people. He had the power to shut down economies worldwide, bankrupt nations, destroy the American and other middle classes, and on and on. It's a very wide net that's been thrown here. In the year 2000, he met with Bill Gates, and they formed a vaccine partnership to co-develop vaccines. So now we're deep into that right now.
Yep.
Which partnership controls quasi-agencies throughout the entire world, not just the United States. They also control giant companies, Microsoft, Google, and Apple. And he says the spider web is fast. And 10 years later, the almighty Bill Gates appeared before the UN General Assembly to declare the decade to be the decade of vaccines. I mean,
how horrible is that?
We're into that now. Isn't it incredible? He organized a witch hunt against the anti-vax groups, notwithstanding many people's genuine concern about missing science, and their questions about the vaccine's actual quality, safety, and efficacy, which is not very good.
Right.
Intense censorship of anti-vaccine voices ensued. And these tentacles extend all into the big food and drug companies as well.
And you can tell, you can see the results of that, Josie.
Yeah, I mean, we're right into it.
Just globally, right? You can just look at all the other countries that are doing the same thing, and it's like monkey see, monkey do. One country does a thing, all the other countries have to do it. For why? Why?
Well, politicians like to exploit people. That's what it comes down to.
We might have a few that, like, you know, Sweden might be away from that. But Gates is God of technology. You know, that's Gates.
Yeah.
And it intended to replace God himself, as Kennedy discloses, public health in a syringe. That is Gates' approach to public health worldwide.
And
this doesn't include
too.
Gates' tentacles into climate change, including his genius idea to dim the sun. When Gates can control acts of God, he not only is above the law, he is the law.
Hey, Josie, thank you so much.
I mean, it's an incredible review that I'm showing you out of this magazine, Health Freedom News. And all of those who have computers, you can just get it from the NHF. I have the summer edition of this. It comes out once every season, summer, fall, winter, and so on.
What was the site again for this, NHF?
And they have a phone number also for those like me who don't have computers, which is 1-626-357-2181. That's 626-357-2181. And you can, I mean...
What was the website again, Josie? NHF? What was it? What was the website for them again? NHF?
TheNHF.com. NHF for National Health Federation.
Got it. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Josie. We appreciate it. I'm glad that she brought up Sweden, though, because I wanted to end the night on some good news since, well, I've had bad news this week. We know she brought up Sweden, and as we've reported here on Free Talk Live previously, Sweden has lifted COVID restrictions. But Denmark says move over, Sweden, as its government lifts all COVID restrictions. And then it has a question. Because of high vaccination rate? Question mark. This is from Thursday the 16th. Denmark today is free of COVID restrictions after government officials said the virus is no longer a critical threat to society. But did the Danes really hit a magic vaccine number? A recent photo of a jam-packed stadium reportedly taken in Copenhagen, the capital of Denmark, drew attention recently on social media. This weekend in Copenhagen, Silicon Valley technologist Aaron Jin wrote, "No masks, no testing, no vaxport." And, of course, they present a photo of a completely full and packed stadium. The photo went viral a day after the New York Times reported Denmark had lifted its remaining coronavirus restrictions, effectively declaring that the virus was no longer a critical threat to society and allowing the country to get back to a semblance of pre-pandemic normal. Though face coverings are still required in airports. So, Chris, when we were doing some talk about this in between segments, you had asked, is it all, is it still in, like, apparently masks in airports are the only thing they, that it hasn't been lifted.
Interesting.
People naturally responded differently to the photo. Some reacted positively. I think that's called freedom, not like Australia, one reader responded. Some said the Danes would pay for their recklessness. They'll find out the hard way, like Singapore, one person tweeted.
I'm reading a book right now about a Danish idea of a way of life called hygge. It's spelled H-Y-G-G-E, but it's hygge. And they're all about keeping your calm in your life and your lifestyle. Like, your house is supposed to be really simple, uncluttered, clean. You should clean a little bit each day. And it's all about a mindset, too, of being calm. And so I could totally see them just being like, yeah, we're not freaking out over this anymore.
I love it. I wish more places would take their lead. The vast majority of people that responded to this, however, said Denmark had earned their freedoms back because they had done the hard work of getting their population vaccinated, unlike the United States. Yes, the Danes vaccinated like rational human beings, one reader tweeted. The country is the second most vaccinated in the world, another claimed. Denmark's actual vaccination rate? Well, it's true that when the government announced last month it would not be renewing its COVID restrictions, public officials cited high vaccination rate as a reason. This was echoed by Danish health officials last week when the last of Denmark's COVID restrictions were lifted, making it the freest country in Europe as far as COVID restrictions, well ahead of Sweden, which has avoided a full-scale lockdown throughout the pandemic. This can only be done because we have come a long way with the vaccination rollout, have a strong epidemic control, etc. and so on.
Yeah. But is it really a high? They were like leading up to making it sound like it wasn't that high.
Let's continue. First, Denmark does not have the second highest vaccination rate in the world, as the reader claimed above. Second, Denmark's vaccination is not over 90%, as many readers claimed. In fact, it's not even over 80%, as media outlets such as NBC News, NPR, Yahoo News, etc. reported. The actual vaccination rate in Denmark was 73%. As of this past weekend, and that's the government's own official number.
The Danes are just seeming cooler and cooler to me recently.
As of Saturday, this says about 76% of the country's population had received one dose. 73% had been fully vaccinated, according to the Our World Data Project at the University of Oxford. Yeah, I like Denmark. Thank you for being an outstanding country lifting these restrictions. More Free Talk Live 7 nights a week over at archives.freetalklive.com. Thanks. Peace.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.